Hey Kylie, welcome to Beyond the Numbers. I'm so thrilled for you to be here. For our listeners, why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about you and what you do if they might not know you?
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me on. Hi, I'm Kylie Ulta, and I spent nearly 2 decades managing oil and gas shutdowns. Here we're talking tight budgets, fast timelines, and teams that had to execute under pressure. So now I take all of that experience and I help entrepreneurs just like you bring that same level of clarity and efficiency into their businesses without burning out or outsourcing in survival mode. And anyway, that's where my work starts. I really like helping entrepreneurs understand how each one is uniquely wired to lead through this framework that I call the CEO codes, right? There's four different main archetypes that I guide my clients through. And once we have that, I also take them then through another tool called the CEO Compass, which shows you how to manage your time, ideas, money, and energy. And it shows you where your leadership is out of balance. And then I also layer in this other thing that I'm calling the power matrix, which takes the time, ideas, money, and energy concept and then intertwines the emotional patterns and the efficiency of those patterns that is actually costing you the most, especially when it comes to scaling, hiring, handing things off, and things like that. Because what I've found in this industry, the truth is most people don't outsource early enough because there's a lot of things of why they don't, but the main thing is because they're so overwhelmed and they're in the thick of it and it's unclear on like how to actually outsource what needs to be outsourced. And what they want to keep, what they want to hold on control to. And going back to the CEO code, it's like, okay, based on your personality type, it actually will determine how easy, quote unquote, easy it is for you to really release that. So, that's a little bit about me, what I'm doing now, right? Came from oil and gas. Now I'm helping entrepreneurs really tighten up and get super efficient and super strategized with personality-based systems. So, anyway, thank you for having me on.
So today we're talking about how you hired help before you were ready, how you outsourced the things that were outside of your zone of genius so you could get more done and the things that you were struggling to do by yourself. So let's talk about that and maybe how to identify or how you help people identify how you've identified things that were outside your zone of genius.
I'll be honest, I didn't know I was outsourcing early because I came from corporate. I knew that's just how things were done. It's like, okay, this person did that thing, or you have departments, you have these people who do that thing. This is not my zone of genius. That belongs to a different department. So I'll do my part and I'll hand it off to someone else. So the first thing that I outsourced was I hired someone on Fiverr to install something on my WordPress website because they said, I don't know how to code, but I know this is what I want. So let me go find something or someone to do it for me. And that was the first time. And when I realized that that was not normal, it wasn't until I was in, groups, programs where other people were doing it all themselves. And I was like, oh, well, I found this person to do it for me. Like, do you want me to give you their information? They're like, oh, no, I can't afford it. And in my mind, because as a project manager, I was like, well, I was used to hiring, for specialty things like, I was in oil and gas, so a lot of it was like hazard waste management, where we had to hire someone who was certified to do that kind of thing. So, in my mind, like IT is not my bag. So, of course, I hired someone to do IT for me because I wasn't technically certified. It's not that I didn't learn how to do those things in my business, but in the grand scheme of things, as a project manager, it was always time versus money. So I'm like, I could spend the time to learn it and research it and whatever. And a part of my project management background was, okay, you have to calculate and get your budget approved for the number of man hours that, you know, you are going to be hiring for. And it's like, well, if it takes a pro to do it in an hour, you know, installing a thing might take minutes for them. And I'm over here spending, you know, days and hours trying to figure it out myself. I was like, no. So that was honestly like my first taste of learning how to outsource on the internet. And I realized like, that's just how I am. There are other people who like to do it themselves and they want to learn, they want to, you know, figure out how to do all that kind of stuff. But me, my personality style, right, in the CEO codes that I talked about before, I'm the driver. So I'm more about results, right? And I exist in the money quadrant. If we're talking about the time wheel or time, ideas, money, and energy, my type likes to sit in the money and success. So I'm like, okay, what is going to take me to the fastest route to money and success? And for me, it's all about getting things checked off, getting things done. I'm like, okay, this is going to be the fastest. Fast forward to today, where like I've hired so many different people to do so many things. And there are things that I actually know how to do, but I'm like, okay, if I'm going to be the visionary and I'm going to generate the ideas, it's so much easier to hand it off to someone who is at, I'll just say a lower pay rate, right? Because my coaching costs X amount of dollars and my virtual assistant, her hourly rate is X amount of dollars and my rate is just higher than hers. So it, you know, if we're looking at time versus money, then it's like, okay, if it costs her X amount of dollars to do this thing versus me doing it at my pay rate, of course, it's more efficient and economical for me to outsource that. And even with my bookkeeping, it's something that I could do. I mean, I've taken your programs. You've taught me how to do all the things. And then sometimes at the end of the day, like, well, my time is better spent doing this because either I can earn more money or I'd rather invest my time into my family. So therefore, you know, paying you to help me with my bookkeeping is a lot more efficient and effective for me. So that's, you know, like from where I started with outsourcing and to where I am now, that's just how I did it. And there are like four different CEO codes. And so again, mine was the driver. Like the driver is the one that will most likely outsource first. And then there are, you know, the other archetypes. You have the influencer, who is the more like outgoing social butterfly kind of person. And, you know, they love to meet people and like be out there in public, and they will probably outsource as well because they like to have fun instead of being behind a computer. And then you have the shepherd, who cares more about people than profit because they sit on the opposite side of the, you know, the quadrant from the driver. And so they care more about the people and the nurturing. And so on that side of, you know, the quadrants, it's more about, okay, well, I care about the people, so let me invest in the people. And so they might be the third likely to outsource. And then the fourth one, who is the critic or the perfectionist type, they are usually the last ones to outsource because, one, if we're talking about perfectionism, then it is like, well, a lot of, you know, control. They want to see how everything is done. They want to make sure that it's done to their standards and that you know, like anything that they're going to outsource, they have a specific way that they do things. They probably create SOPs. And so that process of outsourcing takes a lot longer because they want the quality of the outsourcing to be at a higher, you know, a capacity or whatever. So in a nutshell, right, the four types, they all outsource at their own speeds, but generally that's how I've seen the four types outsource in their own way, in their own speeds.
Wonderful. Now, I know that you have a free resource for the listeners that is kind of specific to the different personality types and how we can use these things to maximize our efforts, right? So why don't you share a little bit about that and how our subscribers can stay connected to you?
So yes, I have so many resources on these four archetypes. It's kind of just something I have been working on since I left the corporate space. I first learned about, you know, the DISC archetypes, and then I learned about e-colors and the way you communicate with these four different archetypes. And what I found was in all of these different four-prong personality type quizzes, there was such a connection, an overlap. And I was like, wow, you know, I learned about myself and all the different personality quizzes. I am a quiz junkie. And I said, wouldn't it be cool if I were able to create something like this for my audience, my clients, so that they can understand themselves more? And I just kind of went on this deep dive, and it's come through a couple of iterations, but I realized there were patterns in the way that people were showing up, and it really related to these archetypes or codes, as I'm now calling them. And as my brand has evolved over time, they became these things called the CEO codes, because as I was working with different CEOs of different businesses, I mean, I even consider my, you know, corporate boss, right? He's a CEO. And like working with these different leaders in different capacities, I was beginning to see the patterns of how they operated and how, you know, their triggers, like, and, you know, the four Fs, as I call them, right? The nervous system responses, fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. And I realized that there is this other resource that I had created a while back as well, and it's called the Time Wheel, because as a project manager, I understood, right? Time, ideas, money, and energy. These were the four things I was always managing when I was managing my projects. And I looked at, I was like, okay, this is a four-prong system. This one is also a four-prong system. My brain loves systems. That's actually how Amy and I connected. We have that, you know, same love for systems and, you know, everything being orderly. And I was able to figure out that there was an overlap there as well. And, you know, time, ideas, money, and energy, and the four nervous system responses, they kind of overlapped over these four personality types. I was like, oh my goodness, you know, my brain loves a good connection. And so what I ended up doing was creating and morphing these two resources together to create what I'm calling now the CEO Compass. And it takes, you know, because I do have a quiz, right, called the CEO Codes Quiz. You can go to my main website, kaliota.com, and you can go ahead and take the quiz there. But there's also, you know, this PDF downloadable that you can get, you know, opt in, get your PDF. And it's another way of discovering your archetype, because when you fill out, you know, the quadrants on the wheel, on the compass, what you'll get is you'll get a sense of where, what I call it, the wheel, where your wheel is deflated, and you'll get a sense of like, okay, like this is the part, the quadrant that I need to work on. And honestly, when people have done the, you know, the compass, what normally happens is the part of the wheel that is most what I'm calling deflated, right? You get lower scores because what you do is you score yourself 1 to 10 and you put yourself, it looks like a circle, and then you plot your scores, and then you're going to connect the dots around the circle. And the part that ends up, quote, more deflated is the area that you feel the weakest in. Like, this is not your strong suit. And what I've found with the different types of CEOs that I've worked with, the area that they're the most hard on themselves is actually their CEO quadrant. You can find me on the Instagrams, send me a DM, and we can talk about that if that is something that you want to incorporate into your business. But anyway, it has been amazing being here on your summit, Amy. I can't thank you enough for this opportunity. And I don't know, like, it's been a pleasure working with you all of these years. Yes, folks, I've been working with her for years. From this learning about my numbers and understanding what it all means. And I'm so grateful for opportunities like this where I can give back to someone who has given me so much, you know, helping me to understand and not be afraid of my numbers. I just talked about my own spreadsheet with numbers, but you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times, especially now during tax season, as we're recording this, my goodness, there are so many numbers to be afraid of. And a summit like beyond the numbers, like the numbers do not define you. Even the CEO codes, like, they don't define you. It's just a way to understand yourself more deeply. Just like the summit, it's just another way to understand your numbers, understand your business more deeply and on another level. And I'm so grateful for opportunities like this to, you know, to speak with you and to really show my appreciation for everything that you've done to help me and my business. So thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me on the show. And I wish you the best.
Your action step / reflection for this session is mapping your client experience. That way you can find ways to improve. Even just asking yourself, how could this be better? How could I improve that client experience? Help remove that overwhelm, help simplify things for myself and for my clients. I know I personally just did this, or really am in the middle of doing this, for the Unstoppable Experience. Speaking of which, you're building systems to create more ease. But if it still feels heavy, then you're not alone. The truth is, your systems only work when your mindset and emotions are on board too. I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where we bring the strategy, mindset, and emotion all together so you can finally feel grounded, clear, and in control. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com/unstoppable.